I'm Christine DiMatte, and I'm in West Palm Beach at the home of Miriam Auerbach. She's one of the authors appearing at the Miami Book Fair International this weekend. Now, if you think the girl with the dragon tattoo was tough, wait until you meet Dirty Harriet. She's the lead character in Auerbach's series of satirical mysteries. Miriam, thanks so much for having us.
Thank you for having me, Christine.
Dirty Harriet. Now, how much of an inspiration did you get from the Clint Eastwood Dirty Harry films?
Dirty Harry was certainly the inspiration for this. One day I was in bed watching a Dirty Harry movie marathon, and this lasted all day because there are a total of 5 Dirty Harry movies, which are marvelous. But at the time, I didn't quite realize how marvelous they are. I just didn't get this character of Dirty Harry. But suddenly I had a sort of epiphany, and I said, wait, what if Dirty Harry was a woman? And suddenly this character made total sense to me. And I said, this is what the world needs, a Dirty Harriet.
Describe this woman to us.
Dirty Harriet is a private eye with an interesting past life. She is a former Boca Babe. Boca Babes are beautiful, high-end consumers married to high-income men. And this may sound like a fairy tale, but in her case, it was not. Her husband was an abusive man, and she stayed in that marriage for 10 years until finally one day she told him to go ahead, make my day.
So do you think of Boca Raton as a character in these books too?
Yes, absolutely. A setting, it can often be a character, and Boca provides plenty of fodder for humor and satire. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, but with a lot of darkness often underneath the facade.
And among the women who have read your books, any complaints from any real-life Boca babes?
No, actually, I have not received any complaints. I think many denizens of Boca readily identify with the characters, and they can see the humor in the situation for themselves.
You have a whole other career as a professor at Florida International University, not a writing professor, a professor of social work. So how do your students react when they discover that their teacher writes about this Harley-riding, gun-toting female detective?
My students tend to be shocked because I am nothing like the character I write about, other than the fact I did ride a Harley at an earlier point in my life, but I look nothing like a biker babe or a biker chick at this point. I'm a very modest, retiring professor, just pretty much what you'd imagine a professor would be, not what you would imagine Dirty Harriet to be.
Your family history could be a book entire of itself. It includes close relatives who tragically died in the Holocaust, and you and the rest of your immediate family, you correct me if I'm wrong, fled Soviet-occupied Czechoslovakia in 1968. Have you written about that experience at all?
Actually, I have. Yeah, thank you for asking. I have written a memoir discussing that experience of the family history, as well as my feelings of sort of being torn between an old country and a new country, which I think is a common experience among many people who immigrate. And my book is entitled Where Is My Home? That's actually the title of the Czech national anthem as well, and I thought it was rather fitting for the experience that I have lived.
We've been talking with South Florida author Miriam Auerbach, author of the Dirty Harriet series of satirical mysteries. She'll be appearing at the Miami Book Fair all day, Saturday, November 23rd, starting at 10 a.m. Reporting from West Palm Beach, I'm Christine DiMatte.